Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shom, Leah Pas Yitzchok. We're only Mometzi Adav Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara, towards the end of Mudbei, brings that when a poyel is working and is going from one row of tree to another row of tree, so one of the reasons that we can eat doing that way is because hoylech koyse maise domi. While he's walking, he's considered to be doing a maise. He's not working right now. But he's in the middle of the process. He's going from one row of tree to another row of tree. It's part of the whole avodas to go also from tree to tree. So hoylech koyse maise domi. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Oilom on Perek Hey says the Chofetz Chaim dover niflo moed. He says it says in the pasuk b'chol druachecho da'eyu v'hu yasher achosecho. You should know Hakadosh Baruch Hu in all your ways, and he's gonna straighten your paths. So he says a person should always have in mind that whatever he does, he should do it l'shem shemayim. Why is he working? To have a parnasa, so he's going to be able to do avodas Hashem correctly. Why is he exercising? Because he needs to be healthier, so he can do avodas Hashem better. And you may let every single thing that he does, doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah or just an ordinary avoda or ordinary action that he does in his life, it's all going to be will accept all of them as part of him doing mitzvahs. And continues on and says like this: if a person, whenever he has a free time, on Shabbos he has a free time, and then he goes and he sits and learns, so he shows that everything else he's doing because he can't learn because he's busy with other things. But once he's not busy, once he has available time, he's learning. So that shows that even the time that he was not learning, it was all part of the process. He just needed to make parnaso. He needed to take care of his needs. But once he doesn't have that, he's learning, so everything is considered to be part of his learning. And he adds in the footnote, this is the Gemara here in Bo Metzil. Hoylech koyse maise dami. And similarly refined in Shabbos, that oymid lekasef, someone who stands just to adjust the load on his back, is not considered to be standing. What pshat? He is standing. What's shot by us? Because it's all part of the same process. When a person is doing avodas Hashem, and he's doing it the whole 24/7, he's always doing avodas Hashem. What does it mean he's always doing avodas Hashem? He needs to do some breaks. He needs to sleep. He needs to go work. He needs to do other stuff. That's all part of the breaks that he's taking in avodas Hashem. His hoylech koyse maise dami. But if chas shalom, a person when he has free time, so then he wastes the time. And he's not doing avodas Hashem even when he is able to. So that shows that he's never interested in doing avodas Hashem. So not only is he losing the time that he's not learning right now, he's losing all those hours that he's working and doing other needs that instead of elevating that and being part of his avodah, it's all becoming one big waste because it shows he never wants to do avodas Hashem even when he has free time. And the Chofetz Chaim continues and brings the name of Yeshua Heller. The Mechaber, the Savior, told us Yeshua, Maseches Sofos, that he said on the following Mishnah Novos. It's not brought down in the Sefer itself, but Chofetz Chaim quotes it, that in Maseches Sofos break down Mishnah Yud Beis, it says, "Im bitalto min haTorah, yeshcha betelim harbe kenegdecho." If you did bitul Torah, there was a lot of batol. If you amalto batol, you worked on the Torah, yesh lo sachkar harbe tenecho, you have a lot of reward. So he explains that to Pshat. If someone did bitul Torah, so it shows that whenever he can, he would do bitul Torah. Just happens to be that he was working. So instead of getting reward for working, he's getting also the fact he's mivatal Torah the time that he worked. You see, then he didn't do it l'shem shemayim. But if a malta b'toyah, a person did omal Torah in the time when he has free time, so then he's getting reward for all the times he did not learn Torah, because that's part of his avoido. That's part of hoylech koyse maise dami. Now, though we don't have this in the Sefer Toldos Yeshua, there's another Sefer that Yeshua Heller wrote, which is called Choysin Yeshua. And that Sefer speaks about learning Torah. And there, in Perek Aleph, he goes and he says the Mamash the same idea, this concept that Chofetz Chaim brings in his name. And he adds that every time a person learns Torah in his free time, so he's adding all the hours that he was not learning, but he was doing other things. So it's the 1 hour is worth many more hours. And every time he's doing Bitul Torah, so that hour is multiplied by many, many hours that he wasn't able to work, and right now it's not going to be considered part of his learning. And that's what it says, Chadamar v'chadamamit uvat shechav in libu l'shamayim. The Gemara tells us, according to Karbonis, it doesn't matter how much you bring, if it's a lot, if it's a little, It's all the same as long as you're doing L'shem Shemayim. So he says that's a pshat. If a person is trying, he's using every available time he has to do Avodas Hashem, so then it doesn't matter if he had only 10 minutes to do Avodas Hashem or he had 10 hours to do Avodas Hashem. Whatever he was able to do, he did. But if when he has free time, he's not doing Avodas Hashem, so he's not only losing that, but he's also losing that idea of Echad Amar v'Echad Amamit. He doesn't have that Maila anymore, because it shows that he's not really interested in Avodas Hashem. But as long as someone is doing his effort to try and utilize and get as much as possible from his own free time, so then every moment is mitzvah to Zavoido, and as Chofetz Chaim says, that's our Gemara, that Hoylech k'hoyse ma'ise dami, even walking between the different trees, is considered to be part of the Avodah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email or support group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.